year, but the many years that there has been a lot of talk about infrastructure. What we're seeing now is that this framework gives us a chance to do the biggest investment, for example, in public transit that we've ever done as a country. The biggest investment in passenger rail since Amtrak was created in the first place. The most going to roads and bridges since the Eisenhower administration when they set up the interstate highway system to begin with. These are big moves, big things that are possible. And remarkably, they appear to be possible with bipartisan support. Soon that will truly be put to the test. And that needs to lead to legislation that the president, I know, is very eager to sign.
That's Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, and his reaction to the GOP voting down the Biden infrastructure yesterday. Now the question is, Chuck Schumer says he wants to have another vote on Monday. My question is, are the votes there? I don't think the votes are there. I'm sorry, but I just don't. And it'll be interesting to see if any minds are changed. I don't think there will be. The Republicans have been adamant about these bills. Something like $6.2 trillion worth of infrastructure, of which hardly any of it is actually infrastructure. A lot of it is social welfare stuff, but it's not infrastructure. And therein lies the problem, that's going to have to change before Republicans will buy into this thing. Now, will they give the president $900 billion, almost $1 trillion in real infrastructure? The answer is probably yes. I'm just guessing, but I'm just saying my guess is that they'll probably get that. But the other $3 to $6 trillion that's been on the table, no way. No way. Sorry, Bernie. Sorry, AOC. I don't think the votes are there. I really honestly don't. Stay where you are. Coming up, Danielle Alvarez is communications director for the Republican National Committee, but she's also a Cuban American and has some very serious thoughts about what's going on in the streets of Havana and what's going on in the streets all across America as protesters are demanding freedom for the Cuban people. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, it's hard to see. There's a bridge in the way, but I do see the blue and red lights indicating emergency vehicles there. Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo, and you're backed up behind that. So very, very slow there on the north side of Interstate 15 through the resort corridor. Also, you have bumper-to-bumper conditions, 515 north at Pecos, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and expect some backups on that transition, too. Those leaving 15 north merging over to 515 eastbound as that bridge work continues. And do expect some congestion there on the Beltway, too, in a couple of areas. 215 southbound at Robindale and 215 westbound at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Mountain West Media Days taking place for UNLV football. They receive the lowest number of points in the preseason prognostication. They are in last place in the West Division. Nevada expected to win the division, followed by San Jose State, then San Diego State, Fresno State, and Hawaii finishing in front of UNLV. New Mexico is the last place preseason team in the Mountain Division, but to put that in perspective, New Mexico has 39 points, while UNLV has 26. The Hawaii Rainbow Warriors in front of UNLV in the Western Division, they have 30 more points at 56. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. And 724.
Finding your true love is one of life's great adventures. Let Christian Mingle guide you on this journey and join our growing community of practicing singles looking for the one. Life is full of surprises. The one God intends for you might be closer than you think, even at your church. Embrace the adventure that awaits you with Christian Mingle. Visit christianmingle.com/radio today. That's christianmingle.com/radio.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you that if you stuck around, you would learn something about the quest for freedom in Cuba. The streets of Havana, every day, there are protests. And the protests are spreading beyond just the island, 90 miles away from Florida. This is serious stuff in the streets of Houston and Miami and other American cities. We've had, just over the last couple of weeks, numerous protests. And people want, the world wants, freedom for the people of Cuba. Danielle Alvarez is the Republican National Committee Communications Director. She's a Cuban-American, has some very profound thoughts about what's going on there. She has a history with the island country. And I had a chance to talk to her earlier today, and I asked her why the protests in the streets of Havana and around the world, why now?
So first, thank you so much for having me on your show. It is wonderful to be with you. And as you mentioned, I am Cuban-American. Both my parents fled Castro's communist regime, and I had the opportunity to be born and raised in this amazing country. So what's happening in Cuba is very personal to me. And the biggest question that I get from folks, you know, that maybe aren't as plugged in is exactly that. Why does it matter? And the biggest thing that I want to express is that, you know, it is important to stand in solidarity with the Cuban people because they're risking everything to march for freedom and call for an end to the communist dictatorship. It's happened once before in the 90s, but I think that the reason that you are seeing these protests happen now is because the Cuban people recently gained access to the internet. And it hadn't happened before because the regime is so repressive. And you can see that the response by the communist dictatorship, once these protests started sprouting, was not just violence against its people. And that's what I mean when I say that Cubans on the island are risking everything to march. Because, you know, there's violence, there's intimidation, but they're also now blocking internet access. So there's nothing, no information going to the island, and there's no information leaving the island. And so for folks that might not understand, in Cuba, you don't have a First Amendment. You don't have the opportunity to speak freely. I had an uncle who was jailed for 25 years for nothing more than disagreeing with the regime and speaking badly about the government. They have no Second Amendment to protect themselves, you know, and they don't have anything else. It is a stranglehold by a brutal communist dictatorship.
Danielle, you mentioned the internet, and I am told, or I've heard media reports, that it would be very easy to give the island access to the internet with large balloons and things like that, and yet we have not done it. Why? Do you have a feel for why the Biden administration has been kind of asleep at the switch, so to speak?
You know, unfortunately, Biden has shown a complete lack of leadership on this issue. And it's an absolute disgrace. You know, from day one, it took him over a week to denounce communism. For his administration was perpetuating the very lies being told by Cuba's dictator. This was never about the pandemic. This was never about vaccines. The Cuban people were going and taking to the streets, and they were shouting Libertad, which translates to freedom. Many of them, by the way, carrying the American flag because it's the symbol of freedom and democracy and opportunity across the globe. And what we've seen from the Biden administration is an absolute disgrace. And I mean, I can only chalk it up to the fact that Democrats welcome socialists and socialist policies to their party. I mean, look at what BLM said. You know, they were in solidarity with the revolution. Look at what the Democratic Socialists of America said, in solidarity with the revolution. By the way, revolution is the term used by the Cuban dictatorship. And the members of the Democrat Socialists of America include members of the Democrat Party, leaders of the Democrat Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib. And, I mean, you see just the failed leadership of the Biden administration and the Biden White House on this issue.
We have all seen over the years the reports of food shortages. There's just no bread. They ration all kinds of different foods. Only pregnant women can get milk. We've seen all that. Why does that happen? Why the food shortages? What is it that's precipitating that?
Because communism is an absolute failure. It is a failed system. And we know the basics. In Cuba, you can't speak freely. In Cuba, you can't own a business. In Cuba, you are told how much food you're allowed to buy. And it's not enough to feed your family. If you're a farmer in Cuba, you can't eat the food you grow because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the government. Communism is the failure. Communism is what has oppressed and had a stranglehold on the Cuban people. And I would love to explain why that matters, because I know that a lot of folks might not understand the significance of this little island 90 miles from our coast. But Cuba has a brutal dictatorship and has exported communism to Venezuela, Nicaragua, Bolivia, and Colombia. And it is important for our hemisphere that we support the Cuban people, because we already see that communism has already become popular with the left wing of the Democrat Party. And that's why we have to stand in solidarity.
Again, Danielle Alvarez joining us, Republican National Committee Communications Director. She is Cuban-American, and she is very active when it comes to talking about the Cuban people. Do the Cuban people know what is out there? Do the Cuban people know what grocery stores with no food shortages, with modern-day automobiles, things like that? Do they know that that's out there for them?
I would imagine that only through the internet, because I'll tell you, for example, when tourists go and visit the island, Cuban people are not allowed to visit the same hotels. There are separate areas that Cuban people and tourists are allowed to see. And so you imagine, you know, that they would only know of those luxuries that we have because, again, recently they gained access to the internet. Now, again, I want to reiterate, we know now that the Cuban government is blocking the internet to help quell these protests. But, I mean, at a minimum, even if Cuban people don't know the opportunities that lie in a place like the United States of America, what is happening in Cuba is so bad that there are folks, Cubans, willing to get on tires, makeshift boats, rafts, to flee communism. That is how bad of a failure communism is, and this dictatorship is.
I want to ask you about the internet, because that seems to be a really important piece of this puzzle. And my question is it achievable that we could provide the Cuban island all the internet it could want? I mean, is that true? I've heard media reports about it, but you may know more than they do.
You know, that would be my hope. I learned today that Leader McCarthy was working with, you know, Congressman Diaz-Balart from Florida, Congressman Jimenez, Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar, and they were asking for meetings with the White House and asking for meetings with the Biden administration to no success. So I know that it's something that Republican leadership in the House and Senate are working on because, again, it's so important. And the atrocities, the human rights violations that the dictatorship is perpetuating against its own people. I mean, the access to the internet, again, is just so important so that they're able to organize on the island so that they can also get information to the rest of the world about what's going on. And remember, that is a tool. The internet and suppressing free speech and censorship is a tool utilized by their oppressors. I mean, we know as conservatives, we've seen, you know, big tech censor us nonstop. Well, this is to the extreme.
The extreme. Our thanks to Danielle Alvarez for staying late. Staying late in our nation's capital, where she is the communications director for the Republican National Committee. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I saw a news conference earlier today in Tokyo where the IOC is saying the Olympic Games will proceed with opening ceremonies. And that'll be tomorrow. It kind of snuck up on us, didn't it? Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story and the amazing and incredible story of Sweden, the number 5 seed in the Olympic soccer tournament for women, beating the USA. Unbelievable, but it happened. And what is so amazing is it came just about 90 minutes after U.S. players went to a knee to honor Black Lives Matter. What a bizarre way to begin the Olympics before the Olympics even began.
It's unbelievable, Kevin. I've always loved the country, loved the flag, loved the national anthem, always hand over heart. It's just amazing to see people who represent this country. They are representing all 355 million of us on the world stage, and they do that in front of the world. And it's shameful, it's embarrassing, and it's made me, and I think you'll agree, kind of root against them. The reason being, I don't want them to lose, but I don't want them to use that platform for their politics, because there are at least, I know, 75 million, it's probably closer to 100 million, that either voted for Donald Trump or supported him. And that's half the country, and we just don't support your politics. But back to the opening ceremonies, 3:55 a.m. is when that's when they're going to. That's 8 p.m. Japan time, 6:55 a.m. Eastern time. But that, of course, is 3:55 in the morning. Very, very early. If you want to see it live.
I don't think I'll want it. I've seen enough opening ceremonies. I covered for Westwood One. I did the national broadcast from 4 Olympics, beginning with Sydney and then Salt Lake. And then Athens, and then Torino. So I've seen enough of those opening ceremonies. There is a oneness and sameness to them. But it is weird that this is going to be with no fans, and and a positivity rate that's off the chart. Don't know what's going to happen. More and more athletes, more and more officials are testing positive.
And a lot of people who are being vaccinated are still coming up positive. And that's the strange thing about this, is even if you do get the vaccine, you still may test positive. Now, that may mitigate your symptoms and everything, and maybe that will help you be symptom-free, asymptomatic, as they say. But nobody knows. Again, an experimental drug. We're still only, a year and a half or so removed from the beginning of this whole thing. So who knows how long it's going to last.
It's going to be weird. Olympics tomorrow. When we come back, a major rock and roll band is coming to our Allegiant Stadium. We'll tell you what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And that's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I mentioned that a major, maybe the best rock and roll band in the history of our nation is coming to Vegas. And it's November 6th. It's Allegiant Stadium, and it's the Rolling Stones. Unbelievable. November 6th is the date. And if you're wondering about tickets, tickets for the Vegas show go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, July 30th. So I guess that's a week from tomorrow. 10 a.m. Is when the tickets will go on sale. That's one. That is one.